For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega. Still reeling from the fallout of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal, Michigan State University is in hot water again this week after the Chronicle of Higher Education revealed previously unpublished emails in which interim president John Engler criticizes lawyers of the assault survivors. The email exchange between Engler and a university official also implied a belief that survivor Rachel Den Hollander would receive a kickback from her lawyer. To learn more, I'm joined via Skype by Chronicle of Higher Education reporter Jack Stripling, who wrote the article revealing the contents of the emails. Thanks for speaking with me, Jack.
Happy to be here.
So how did the Chronicle obtain Engler's emails?
So about 2 months ago, we filed a public records request from Michigan State University. We were looking at a very finite period of time in mid-April. We thought it might create some rich discussion and dialogue. Some of your listeners may remember that this was around the time that Carol Viventi, who's a vice president and special counsel to John Engler, the interim president of Michigan State, had sent out an email that ended up leaked to the media, where she was very critical of a young woman who is an abuse survivor, Kaylee Lorentz, who had made an explosive allegation in a public board meeting, saying that she'd had a private meeting with John Engler, wherein he had tried to effectively pay her off so that she would drop her legal settlement or her legal case against the university. And this was considered particularly inappropriate because her lawyer wasn't present. So that email did leak out to the media already. We were looking for what the fallout from that was and what kind of exchange was had during that period of time. And pardon me, there's an ambulance passing us in Washington, D.C. right now.
That's not a problem. Jack, let's go through what a few of the emails released this week said. What stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the most inflammatory piece of information here is what you said in your lead-in, which is that John Engler, the interim president, was commiserating with Carol Viventi, the woman I mentioned before, about how he had effectively been attacked in this board meeting. He had been accused of something that they thought was not true. It wasn't their interpretation that he'd done anything inappropriate in there. But he goes off on this tangent about trial lawyers and how the trial lawyers representing these women are really the ones who are going to make out like bandits in this case. And I think what really got him trouble was going a little further and saying, and beyond that, Rachel Den Hollander is the one who's going to get kickbacks from her lawyer for stirring up these survivors. The real problem with this is this plays into this narrative that Engler is in some sort of adversarial relationship with abuse survivors at the university. I mean, it's inexplicable, but it continues to happen over and over again. And even though this is old, it does more to solidify that narrative in the minds of his critics.
I'm speaking with Chronicle of Higher Education reporter Jack Stripling about emails released this week that showed interim MSU president John Engler criticizing the lawyers representing Larry Nassar's abuse survivors. Interim President Engler received some pretty immediate criticism following the release of these emails, most notably, I think, from Rachel Den Hollander. Now, has there been any comment from MSU?
They have not, and we've reached out to them yesterday. They had plenty of advance notice that we were going to run with this. They didn't want to submit a comment to it. I've talked to a couple of trustees. Brian Mosselem is quoted in my story, and he's been widely quoted as saying that John Engler needs to think long and hard about whether he's the right person for this job. Candidly speaking, I don't see Engler's job threatened by these revelations. My feeling, and it's not a completely informed report here, but my feeling is if this guy was going to get fired, it would have already happened. I mean, this is sort of just more ammunition for people who think he's the wrong guy for the job.
In response following the release of these emails, Rachel Den Hollander was quoted as saying she truly pities John Engler. Quote, "What a sad way to live," she said. Has there been any other reaction from Nassar's abuse survivors?
I've seen a lot of activity on Twitter. I cover higher education for a living, and I know that people get mad at college presidents, but this is the first time I've seen the words human garbage used so much online. People are really upset about this. One element here that I don't think has gotten enough attention, quite frankly, is deeper in our story, and if you want me to discuss it, I can.
Absolutely.
Part of what has plagued Michigan State University is messaging, right? And how do we, when we have these difficult moments, how does the university respond? One of the things that came up in our FOIA request or our public records request was the crafting of a potential statement in response to Carol Viventi's initial statement. So Viventi had put out this, you know, inflammatory statement about Kelly Lorenz that was seen as disparaging survivors. And clearly the university felt that it needed to respond. So they were trying to craft, you know, effectively a press release that I think would have apologized for what Viventi had written. Viventi sees that they're doing this and chimes in, hey, by the way, just so you know, if anyone were ever to subpoena John Engler's emails, he's already congratulated me for saying this. He's already praised me for what I said. You know, my reading of this is that, and I can't say this for certain because they redacted portions of this, but my reading of this is that they were putting together a release where John Engler was probably going to condemn this statement from Viventi. And she's coming in and saying, whoa, don't do that. John likes what I said. And if anybody ever subpoenaed these materials, they'd know that. So, you know, this really gets into the inside baseball at the university that is just constantly putting out fires, and is constantly in a position again where it appears that the administration, for whatever reason, is at war with survivors of abuse.
Now, Jack, on that note, in your last interview with WKAR, you told us how President Engler's tenure as an interim president really hasn't smoothed the water at MSU. Could this latest revelation harm efforts to bring in a new president?
You know, I mean, you know, what I've said before is that the job of an interim president, sort of job one, is to stabilize the institution. I mean, this is a new person who comes in, who's theoretically unburdened by the baggage of his predecessors, and he gets to turn the page so that when the new, you know, when the permanent president comes in, this is kind of dealt with. You're going to have a new permanent president coming in who's still going to have to be this stabilizing person, which is a different role. It's a more challenging role. I still think this is a plum job. Look, this is a major research university. It's got a vociferous alumni base. It's a great place to raise money. It's a great place to watch sports. This is still going to be a job that people are attracted to. But this is a mess, and it didn't have to be this bad, for sure.
I've been speaking with Chronicle of Higher Education reporter Jack Stripling about emails released this week showing interim MSU President John Engler criticizing the lawyers representing Larry Nassar's abuse survivors. Jack, how can people read your work?
So you can find me at Jack Stripling, STRIPLING, on Twitter, or you can always get our work at Chronicle on Twitter. That's probably the best way to find us.
Jack, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega.